With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton could be facing contempt of Congress charges over the Jeffrey Epstein investigation.
The Clintons have said they had nothing to do with Epstein for decades. Bill Clinton offered to have the committee leadership and staff interview him in New York. Chair James Comer rejected the offer. The Clintons contend the subpoenas are invalid because they do not serve any legislative purpose. Committee Democrat Maxwell Frost says this is a distraction. Republicans should focus on release of the Epstein files.
1% of documents is unacceptable for a bill passed by the United States Congress that they are in violation of. They're breaking the law right now as we speak.
No former president has ever successfully been forced to appear before Congress. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Forecasters do admit this is a rough stretch of weather coming up over the next 4 to 5 days. Several major storm systems hitting parts of the eastern half of the nation, including the deep south. Snow and strong winds in the upper Midwest and northeast. Parts of the south could see ice and snow in very cold conditions. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Ban.
We really will kind of zero on this more and more as we get closer, but the location is always uncertain, and exactly how much snow, how much freezing rain will at 2 to 3 days out. That's why the forecast keeps changing some, and will probably keep changing in the next couple of days, and why we urge people to keep up with the latest forecast as things finally start to lock in.
Several countries saying they'll join the president's Board of Peace coming up. Correspondent Julie Frankel.
In a change of stance, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country will join the board after earlier arguing that the composition of the committee managing Gaza was not coordinated with Israel.
This is SRN News. Well, most pastors today are going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach, a few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
Experts pointing to the ironic history of China's brutal one-child policy as the country's birth rate falls to record lows, alarming the communist government. The one-child policy was one of the harshest attempts at population control the world has ever seen. They were forcing abortions on women and also sterilizing millions. This is SRN News. Snapchat's parent company, Snap, has settled a social media addiction lawsuit, just as the case was set to go to trial in Los Angeles.
This is a case brought by a 19-year-old woman identified by the initials KGM. She had been alleging that the algorithmic design, the way these platforms actually design dictates the stuff that we all see, left her addicted and affected her mental health. So she was suing not just Snapchat, but also TikTok, YouTube, and Meta. In this case, what we saw today was a settlement announced at a hearing today with Snap, but those other three cases remain active. So those other three defendants will still have to defend themselves in court starting next week at trial.
Now, BBC's Lily Jamali. More details, srnnews.com.